Hello, welcome to In the Arts on 90.9 WMPG. I am your host, Shoni Currier. Today is Thursday, November 11th. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Yeah, it's a beautiful day, everyone. I am excited for this weekend. I'm so excited shows are coming back. I'm so excited to see things and to see artists and to talk to artists. And I am very excited to have not one, not two, but three guests with me today, which is a total treat. I cannot remember the last time I had three guests on this show. So, and we are going to be talking about a new arts space in Freeport. We're going to be talking about a show this weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in for this. I am excited to welcome my lovely, lovely guests. We are going to welcome today Dana Legavietz, who is a professional theater artist, a teaching artist, and arts educator who specializes in physical theater. And she was recently named the executive director of the Arts and Cultural Alliance of Freeport. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Shoni. Hi, everybody.
And with Dana today is Nancy Salmon, who is the board president of Arts and Cultural Alliance of Freeport, which is the parent of Meeting House Arts, the venue we're going to talk about quite a bit today. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Shoni and everyone. It's delightful to be here. Thank you.
And finally, the artist of the hour, welcome Danny Robbins. Danny is a choreographer, dancer, and educator based on Wabanaki territory here in what is currently known as Maine. Danny uses a multimedia creative practice to produce dance work and recently graduated from Bennington College. And Danny is now living on MDI. Is that correct? Hi, Danny.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'm based out here on this rock in Bar Harbor.
Yes, wonderful. And how long have you been in Maine?
I've been in Maine on and off for about 7 years now, for all of my summers throughout college and the 3.5, 4-ish years after college now. So it's really, it's home.
Good, good, good. And so you have a presentation this weekend of a new work, right? Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you are showing at Meeting House Arts this weekend?
Yeah. So I am currently working on a piece called Songs from the Edge of This Dream. It's an ensemble work for four dancers and myself. I'm also performing. And we're also collaborating with an electronic musician, James Pike. So that's kind of our crew. I'm calling this a dance choral work. I've been composing, kind of the backbone of the piece is this music that I've been composing. That's kind of pulled from a few different musical traditions, Protestant hymns, Shaker spirituals, children's lullabies, Girl Scout camp summer kind of chant songs. So when I first think of how to describe what is starting to emerge, I think of like a choreographed soundscape. And right now the dance is kind of moving through these different contractions of very organized vocalization with lyrics and vocal parts. And then it kind of deteriorates into these less organized improvisational scores and textural beds of sound. There's also this question that's really present about what does it mean to have a solo? The dancers take turns moving in and out of this soloist role as well as a narrator role. So we're kind of inviting the audience into that question about what does that mean? Like, what does a soloist really mean? And there's also this emerging theme of reoccurrence and memory and the piece constantly restarting itself.
And is this the first time you're showing it? How long have you been working on it?
This is my premiere at Meeting House. So this is the first time I'm showing it. I started, we have some jazz hands for how exciting that is. We started kind of writing a little bit of music in the spring of man, what year is this of COVID? I don't even know. Spring of 2021 is really when I started kind of collaborating with a couple of the dancers. We took a break over the summer and we jumped back in, and I added a couple more ensemble members for September of this year. So we're about 10 weeks into a pretty intensive rehearsal process. We'll break again for the holidays and get back to it during the winter.
Great. And then Dana, how did you come to meet Danny? How did this piece end up at Meeting House Arts?
I think, and correct me, Danny or Nancy, if I'm mistaken, I think Nancy had shared this, the news of the space, to a dance network that Danny had noticed. And then Danny had emailed me, and we had a couple of Zoom conversations, and I was just so thrilled that Danny had selected Meeting House Arts for, I think as you worded in one of your pieces, sort of like the first leg of research. I really love thinking about Meeting House Arts, not only as obviously it's a venue, but it's like a lab, right? Or an incubator space, a place where things can start, where artists can bring their ideas, their questions, their curiosities, and then we have audience come in creation. I'm just super excited.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about Meeting House Arts, and maybe also, Nancy, to fill in a little bit on Arts and Cultural Alliance of Freeport and what these two organizations are together and when they started? Because I don't know a ton about it.
Want me to start, Dana?
Just sure.
History? Yes. A little bit of history. So the Arts and Cultural Alliance of Freeport has been in existence for about 6 years. And one of our primary projects has been to find a space or create a space for artists of all stripes, visual artists, performing artists, literary artists, movie makers, a place to land, to exchange ideas and show work. We certainly haven't accomplished all that in our week of public accessibility to our space, but that's the idea. And so the First Parish Church, which is where we're housed, came to us, or we came to them, we connected with them in any case about 2 years ago and decided to become housemates with each other. So over the past 2 years, the Arts and Cultural Alliance has raised funds to renovate the primary floor of First Parish Church into a performing visual arts space and meeting space, a place for all of those humans who are creative to gather and also have audiences who don't think of themselves as creative necessarily, but they're certainly primarily important to our work. So that's how Meeting House Arts got developed. And we were just last night talking about, okay, now Meeting House Arts is the home of a lot of things, including the Arts and Cultural Alliance of Freeport. So take it, Dana, if you're available.
Sure, and I joined the organization in July. And as I think Nancy mentioned, we had sort of our official, unofficial grand opening last weekend. But I really think that every artist that comes into this space helps make this space, which is one of the many reasons I'm super excited about welcoming Danny Robbins and their company to the space. And I think of, you know, I think about art and creativity as kind of part of the gift economy, right? That it just, artists put it out there and it just is this sort of rising tide of creativity, both for artists, fellow audiences, artists and audiences.
That's great. And so I'm always so interested in these like sometimes when there's like a civic entity running a space, or if it's a, you know, in this case, a cultural alliance. So is Meeting House Art sort of just the venue? Is it a separate organization at all? Like, are there any employees of just Meeting House Arts, or how does that work?
It's a venue, but it's a venue. Go ahead.
This is a little bit of a tangent, but I want to bring up a really important aspect of the venue and Meeting House Arts is that we are located within the First Parish Church, which is still an active congregation. And I want to connect this again to Danny's work, because this was very much part of our initial conversation. This space is a really, really powerful space. And part of that power comes from architecturally, but also like the historically how this land, this building, this structure, the kinds of ideas and interactions, right? Human interactions showing up for the space, you know, it carries all of that with it. So I think it is a yes and, right? It is the space. And I am the executive director of Arts and Cultural Alliance, but right now all of my time, or, you know, I'm here, we're in the space. So it's this Venn diagram of organization and space and activity and art and other artists. You know, we're building a community. We're really trying to build something for the community, and that is in itself its own community.
I'll just add to that because we are a small bootstrap sort of organization, that the things that are still missing that we're trying to fill in without overburdening Dana too much is, you know, we need a facilities manager. We need we need a lot of volunteers to help welcome people into, especially the performance area. The gallery, which is right there next beside us, is in the same space, has a very strong committee of volunteers, and we definitely need that for the performing space as well.
I love this idea of sharing space. I can't think of a ton of examples of it in Maine. I'm thinking about some New York examples, like Dance Space Project, which is housed in St. Mark's Church. And so the dance space performances are only certain nights of the week. And that building also hosts the Poetry Project. And it used to host another theater as well. And it's such a great way. I guess maybe in New York it happens because real estate's so expensive, although that's kind of the case here now too. So I don't know, I think it's just a really exciting idea that I want everybody to copy and find organizations they can partner with and live in peace together with.
We're really proud of that, that partnership, that relationship. And, you know, we meet pretty regularly with the leadership of the church to make sure that we're not stomping on each other's toes. And we're still figuring that out to a great extent, but it is pretty amazing partnership to have an arts facility. I can't remember what I said the other night, but something about what great housemates we are and how appropriate that we have arts and culture and spiritual seeking. And how different can they be? They're absolutely the same in my mind and in the way I live.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to In the Arts on 90.9 WMPG. I am your host, Shoni Currier. I am here today with Nancy Salmon and Dana Legavietz of Arts and Cultural Alliance of Freeport and also Meeting House Arts, and also Danny Robbins, an MDI-based choreographer, is here with us today as well. And so Danny, your show is this weekend, Friday and Saturday, right? The 12th and 13th?
Yeah, the 12th and the 13th at 7 p.m.
Where is a good place for people to get tickets or more information? What are the websites?
So I guess, yeah, Dana and Nancy might also be able to make sure my information is correct here. I might have a little bit of sound behind me. I'm broadcasting from College of the Atlantic where I teach. So there's always action going on. So you can go to either Meeting House Arts website and you'll be redirected to the Arts and Cultural Alliance of Freeport to their website, or you could go direct to the ACAF website and you'll be able to get tickets there.
Great. And then also, Nancy, you mentioned needing volunteers. What's a good way for people to get involved if they want to get involved in some way?
I think the best direct route is to send an email, perhaps to Dana, director at Freeport Arts and Culture, I think is her address. Dana, help me. I guess there is also a way on the Arts and Cultural Alliance of Freeport website that is how to get involved. I should check that.
So the website is freeportartsandculture.org. And from there, you can get all sorts of, you can access everything, including more information about the show, Danny's show coming up Friday and Saturday night. Also on Facebook and Instagram.
Great. And you know, if you're listening to this, if you're in your car right now listening, or maybe you're listening online on WMPG.org, or maybe you're even listening in a few weeks because the shows are archived, you should know that as arts nonprofits, we need you. So even if you're like, oh, I'd like to help, but I can only help with this one weekend, or I could only help, you know, like 2 hours a week. That is meaningful. That's meaningful, you know, not only for arts nonprofits, but I think for most nonprofits. And if you get in touch and say, here's my capacity, I can take tickets one night a month, we will find a way to maximize that skill set and that time. So I just want to encourage you, if you're listening and you want to get involved with an organization, with Meeting House Arts or with, you know, any organization, it's really worth reaching out. Mm-hmm. So Danny, you said you're at College of the Atlantic right now. What are you teaching up there?
I'm teaching various topics in dance and performance. So I can have a rotation of dance on camera and contemporary technique, some anatomy for performers or somatics-based classes. But it's a really, really tiny, tiny liberal arts college up on Mount Desert Island. And I'm really lucky to be here. The students are really hungry for dance.
Why did I think College of the Atlantic was a marine biology school? Am I just a goofball, or?
You know, it kind of is.
Okay.
Or it has that reputation, but sustainability, biology, ecology is really, really big on campus here. All the students graduate with a human ecology degree. And it's kind of, you know, a joke and also this really exciting, expansive thing. Human ecology could be contemporary dance and object in performance and cell biology. So it's definitely a really kind of broad sweeping liberal arts program. And actually 4 of the dancers in the work are students here at COA.
Oh, great. And so do you play around with that intersection in your classes at all, of like how, yes, human ecology as your dance practice, or are there direct ways that students kind of intersect those things?
A little bit. I mean, I'm going to say a lot of it, of course. it's really hard to say that isn't a current running through. I think that human ecology is a really good word for more broadly how I think of my artistic practice and also how I think of my teaching practice. It's written like in my syllabus at the beginning of every term, like we're not just training to be dancers, we're not just training to be writers or musicians, we're building a dance scholarship process and practice. So that involves reading scholarly work, that involves connecting what we're doing in somatics class to what you're doing in your marine biology class, that involves all sorts of cross-curricular and interdisciplinary thinking, trying to get students toward living and thinking that way, because I really feel like that's where the field of dance and performance is headed, is these really multifaceted, engaged citizen scholars who are making dance work.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing that more and more. We're seeing the sort of embodiment of ideas, right? In so many places, and we're seeing it in activism and organizing. And I always sort of think of that as a practice, right? As a practice for artists to engage in, or for artists to take their practice into every situation that they're in a really specific way. It's I think that's really, really poignant. And so Dana and Nancy, what is up after this weekend at Meeting House Arts? Do you have more shows lined up? How do people get to perform there? What do they have to do? Who do they have to hug? How do we get there?
Oh, are we hugging? I would hope that we're hugging. I would want anyone and everyone to reach out to me, that director at freeportartsandculture.org, or just, I'm here at Meeting House Arts, 40 Main Street in downtown Freeport. If you put it in GPS, it might take you to South Freeport. Be very careful. So 40 Main Street inside First Parish Church. I want to hear from folks who are working artists, emerging, curious, definitely, as I said, interested in filling the hours and having this be an incubator space. I'm thinking about wanting to connect to what Danny just said. So I'm the executive director of this organization, but I'm a theater artist. So I'm really in the business of sort of building on an ensemble-based artist. So bringing folks together and transforming spaces and making experiences. And that's really my view of this role, and my role is to bring in as many different people from different walks of life, different disciplines and interests and voices, and bringing them into this space and connecting them with each other to just see what can happen. So we do have other music programmed throughout December. We are still very much in startup phase. So it's like, how can we fill it? How can we fill the space and the time? All of that information is going to be on Freeport Arts and Culture and our social media channels. I'm really excited through the holidays. I'm working with a costume designer who's building these recycled, upcycled holiday Fantasia costumes to have our board members, or maybe our volunteers, kind of walk the streets of Freeport to kind of transform these spaces of, you know, yes, it's kind of a retail stretch, but like, what if there are magical characters walking around as well, interacting with the public? So that's where we are. That's what's next, looking beyond this weekend. But right now I'm super excited for this weekend and to see Danny's work. And also I wanna mention there might be a talk back or afterwards, right, Danny? We have the opportunity to reflect on and talk about your work a bit.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. So what comes up for the audience that's there that night is really important to me. I also think that talkbacks should be a regular practice after every show. I think that whether you're performing in Judson Church in New York City or if you're at Meeting House Arts in Maine, it's just a really easy way to connect with the people who showed up and be like, hey, let's process what just happened together and create some closure and kind of world together before we leave this place here tonight. So I'm really excited to connect with community members for quick talk back.
I'd like to just jump in on the talk back, because as an older modern dancer, contemporary dancer, was always the question of, well, what did it mean? And the talkbacks sort of give us all an opportunity to think about what it meant to us, and was that what your intention was? And I just love that opportunity to reflect on what I saw and what somebody else saw that might have been completely different from what I saw. It's a great little piece of helping people become more comfortable with seeing dance, I think.
Absolutely. And language and communication is so much a culture of dance, like whether we're in the rehearsal space and we're talking about how did that go? Like, what do we need to work on or change? Or with viewers to understand more about what they're seeing. Communication and language is really important to the culture of dance as I've experienced it. And it sounds like Nancy too.
Just one more jump in on Dana's, what we're doing in the space is one of the things that we're also looking at is opportunities for people to do workshops or classes. I mean, it's not a huge stage, but it's large enough for some things to happen there, which could be really exciting. And what a treat to have our first dance performance this weekend. Hooray!
Oh, that's great. That's great to have another community resource in that way where folks could lead classes and have it as a space to host workshops. That's really exciting. I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited to come out there this weekend. So the performance is tomorrow, Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th at 7 p.m. at Meeting House Arts, which is not in South Freeport. It is at 40 Main Street in Freeport. And how long is the performance? What's the ish runtime?
It's between 47 and 50 minutes.
Depending on how we're all feeling.
That's actually an interesting question because that comes into play a lot in the work. So
Nice. As is often the case with structured improvisation, right? Well, thank you all so much for being with me today on In the Arts. Thank you, Dana and Nancy and Danny. And I look forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
Thank you so much, Shoni.
Thank you.
And thanks for tuning in to In the Arts on 90.9 WMPG. Please join us next Thursday at 1 p.m. and have a great week.
The faces are